Dr. Glenn Corneal takes pride in being a Northern Ontario family physician. Corneal, who has been working in the North for more than 20 years, recently was recognized by his patients along with the Ontario College of Family Physicians for the outstanding care he provides along with his dedication to the community. See related. Family doctor recognized for his care. While he proudly admits he loves his job, he recognizes there are some growing challenges that are frustrating doctors in Northern Ontario and around the province. That is the administrative burden that falls on family physicians. According to the Ontario Medical Association, family doctors spend 19 hours per week on administrative tasks, including 4 hours writing notes or completing forms for patients, including more detailed insurance forms and government paperwork. Like many other doctors, Corneal believes having more administrative support staff would help alleviate some of that administrative burden. I think we're all living a lot of the administrative burden, and it's sort of a hidden heaviness to the work of doctors, and very specifically in our case, family doctors, said Dr. Corneal. I think there's a lot of unnecessary notes and forms and paperwork that can definitely be cleaned up and trimmed and removed, and that would be a big help, because the bottom line is that administrative burden takes us away from patient care, and that's what we want to be doing, as we're trained to do. The Ontario Medical Association has suggested the province work on streamlining forms and reducing sick notes and referral letters. He believes it is a hurdle that makes it a challenge for family doctors to set up a practice at a time when many Ontarians are struggling to find a family doctor. But those changes will come with a cost, and doctors are looking for provincial support. The remuneration in some of the negative administrative burden is becoming more apparent and more impactful, he said. So I think these things absolutely need to be addressed, and unfortunately, when we get into crises, or new crises like this, it takes years to resolve them. So I think that, bringing that to the forefront, I think it needs to be dealt with really, really urgently.